Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and really anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club. We're headed out to Laverne right now. That's where State Representative Mike Sparks is this morning, and I'm going to kind of recap this year's legislative session. But Mike, what are you doing in Laverne today?
Yeah, well, I just stepped out of the Laverne Multipurpose Building. Folks, if they're in the area, welcome to come out for National Day of Prayer. We've got a guest speaker, John DeBerry, and I told them, let me step out, do the radio, and I'll come back in. I'm going to introduce John. And my buddy Keith Pratcher, retired firefighter, 34 years been here. Keith came, and several of the folks here, Laverne Mayor Jason Cole, is hosting us, and Brenda Bryant. She's orchestrated, put it together, but sadly she's kind of come under the weather and couldn't make it. But good event and good crowd, and you know, World Outreach Church just had a big conference Friday and Saturday last week, and I attended it. And John was one of the guest speakers along with other best-selling authors, and even Kaylee McEnany spoke. And I noticed the crowd after John spoke just rose to their feet. He probably got the biggest standing ovation I've ever seen, maybe other than an MTSU commencement address, you know. But what I want to do, Brian, is put John on the radio and kind of give us some words of wisdom for the National Day of Prayer, if that's okay.
Sure, we'll do that.
Okay. Here's John. John DeBerry's Brian.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing, sir?
Doing very well, doing very well. So you hang out with some strange folks.
Well, you know, Mike's my buddy.
Well, I know that he's shared your story many times, and, you know, this is sometimes the path in life isn't straight, and I guess that's been kind of part of your story, hasn't it?
Well, yes, it's been part of my story, but, you know, but all in all, God's always in the plan. We never know from one moment to the next where God is going to send us, where God's going to deploy us in this war against those things that are wrong, those things that are striving to destroy this country and destroy our souls. I say all the time that God knows the beginning and the ending of my life. God is the only one that knows that. And He knows those things that I cannot fathom or understand, which is why we're commanded to walk by faith and not by sight. So when I stay with the Lord and I follow His commands and I am true to His word, His will, and His way, I always find myself in a place or a condition where God has prospered, God has taken care of me, God has blessed me. And, you know, I can't speak of a moment in my life where the Lord has not given me joy and confidence and assurance.
So maybe talk a little bit about, you know, how your journey was. I would have to think that if it were by sight, your journey got detoured. But when you talk about going through life by faith, you have to just trust that that is the turn that is supposed to be made. But,
right.
You know, I had someone say this to me the other day, and I guess it really kind of makes sense that the Republican Party is not the Republican Party that it was 8 years ago, and the Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party it was 8 years ago. Do you see that as the case in politics today?
Well, I think politics today is somewhat of an enigma because there are too many folks who are more concerned about getting elected than they are concerned about the public good. That's not good for either party. That's not good for America. We can't run all the way to the right, all the way to the left, and never meet somewhere in the middle where we compromise, where we talk about what's best, where we talk about the public good, where we talk about the health of our state and our nation. And what we have right now, I think, if we don't deal with this in the proper way, I have never seen personal attacks and name calling and adversarial nastiness that I have seen here in recent years. I served on that floor for 26 years. I served many years with my colleague, Mike Sparks, and I can never think of a time where it was so personal. We may fight and we may disagree and we may have adversarial positions, but when it's all over, we'll go sit down and eat a meal and talk about the Lord and our families. And it was never personal like we see it happening today. So yes, the Lord has led me in many directions, and there are many times when I have wondered, Lord, what are you doing? But guess what? At the end of it, he knew where he was sending me. He knew what he wanted me to do. And all I had to do was follow him and be obedient.
We have John DeBerry joining us here today. It's National Day of Prayer, and we're going to talk about that here in just a second as well. But don't you think the voters locally, statewide, nationally, they're kind of tired of the inefficiency of what we're seeing with politics? Would that be a fair statement?
I think that's a fair statement, and the inefficiency doesn't have to do with folks who are not talented or articulate or smart. It has to do with folks who got guts and, you know, who have the ability to stand and say what's right, do what's right, speak what's right, regardless of the repercussions and the consequences. That's what we don't see now. This nation was built on the faith and the commitment of men and women who put everything on the line in order to create this new nation, this more perfect union that we talk about all the time. America didn't just happen. America is the result and manifestation of faith, of fidelity, of courage, of commitment, and an idea that every man should have the right to his vote and to freedom. So, you know, when we lose sight of that, and it's all my personal agenda, my personal benefit, what I need, guess what you're going to have? You're going to have what we see happening right now. You're going to have open borders. You're going to have the destruction of the institution of marriage. You're going to have babies being killed by the millions. You're going to have all of these things that point to a nation that has left God and embraced those things that are divisive, those things that are destructive, and I'm sorry to say, those things that are sinful. And that's what we see happening in America right now.
There seems to be no room to get to solutions. It's, well, this is my way, and it's the only way. And the other person, well, this is my way, and it's the only way. And then nothing gets done.
Well, you got the unstoppable force meeting the immovable object, and all you have there is an explosion. And that's what we see happening now. You know why? Because we don't have statesmen. We don't have enough statesmen. We don't have enough Mike Sparks. We don't have many of the older individuals that I grew, that I, when I got to the legislature in 95, there was a supermajority of Democrats. And you know, folks learned how to get together, how to learn, how to work together. And now that there is a supermajority of Republicans, they've got to lead. They've got to lead. Let me say it again. They've got to lead. And they've got to lead from principle, from integrity, from character, from strength, from boldness, from courage. And if they lead on the principles that we claim we believe as Republicans, as conservatives, guess what? America is going to be a better place because we're fighting for the right causes. And this is all we've got to do. We've got to stop. At some point, you got to decide whose side you're on. You got to decide whose side you're on. You can't just be hanging out there straddling the fence. At some point in time, you got to decide whose side you're on.
You know, I had a discussion with an area politician, and, you know, even on the local level, there's so much dissension. And you know, I think that is one of the main reasons why people don't want to run for office, those statesmen that you were calling for to take up the mantle. It's because of the divisiveness that, that even happens in campaigns on the local level. I don't know what the answer is to that, but that's why a lot of people just decide I'm not going to put myself in that.
Well, I can remember some conversations with my wife when I first ran, and the nastiness that was there. I can remember when folks converged on Shelby County from all over the country to throw me out because of my conservative stands. You know, it takes some grit, it takes some guts, and it takes faith. I'm sorry, it takes faith to serve in office these days, because the enemy is well-defined, the enemy is well-funded, and the enemy is well-manned. And he's going to come after you with everything he's got. And if you don't have the Lord on your side, me and the Lord are a majority. And that's what we've got to remember. Me and the Lord are a majority. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And if I stand with the commitment of knowing, they can't beat the Lord. They're not my enemy. They're the Lord's enemy. The Lord said, the battle is not mine, it's his. And when I hand it over to him and I walk behind him holding tight to his hand, guess what? We can defeat this enemy. I do not believe that America has seen its best days yet. All it takes is folks like you and me and Mike and thousands of others, millions of others across this country, to just say, you know what, we've had enough, and it's time to get back to basics.
John, what is today's message at the National Prayer Breakfast there in Laverne? What are you going to talk to the folks about today?
I'm going to talk to them about returning here again to our basic principles. And this is a nation that its secret weapon was prayer and the grace of God. We weren't supposed to win that war. We weren't supposed to beat the superpower of the world, but we did. You know why? Because George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and others got on their knees. It's documented. It's documented that they got on their knees, they prayed to God, and George Washington eventually said, God intended for this to be a country. And I believe we just got to get back to where we came from. Remember who brought us here and stay with him.
Well, sounds like you've got a lot to do there this morning. I appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us here today and sharing your thoughts. It's been good to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate Representative Sparks handing me his time, and I hope and pray that we all just band together and take care of business.
Sounds good. Well, have a great time there in Laverne.
Thank you.
All right. That is former State Representative John DeBerry, and John is going to be speaking at the prayer breakfast in Laverne here coming up in just a few. I appreciate Mike kind of setting that up for us here, and great conversation. Just want to mention that if you missed part of the conversation we had with John or came in a bit late, the podcast will be up shortly, and you can find that at WGNSradio.com. That's WGNSradio.com, so be sure to check it out there. And also, if you go to WGNSradio.com/listen, well, that's where you can hear your favorite shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big GTV. This has been on Big GTV on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. So check it out. We've got you covered in lots of places. Hope you have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you back here for finally Friday Rutherford Issues coming up tomorrow.